Welcome to episode 94 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. Yesterday, I talked about the prisoner's dilemma and got to say that Darwin was wrong. His original theory emphasized competition. There is at least as much, if not more, cooperation in nature than there is competition. Some of what we've been looking at lately, like genetic algorithms and genetic programming, are attempts to simulate natural processes in order to solve problems. They, like Darwin's original theory, emphasize competition. In fact, they are nothing but competition. What about cooperation? Are there any algorithms that simulate some natural process that solve problems through cooperation instead of competition? The answer is yes. Ant colony optimization. Introduced in 1992 and inspired by the behavior of colonial insects, this particular algorithm is really good at finding the best path. That doesn't sound like much, but let's consider something called the traveling salesman problem. You are a salesperson, and you need to visit a number of cities. You don't want to visit any of them twice, and you want to get through them in as little time as possible. So given a number of cities spread out across the nation, what is the quickest path that will visit each city once? This problem grows in complexity alarmingly as you add more cities to the list. With just three cities, there are six possible pathways. With four cities, there are 24. With five, there's 120. By the time you get to 10 cities, there are 3,628,800 possible combinations. By the time you get to just 13 cities, there are over 6 billion. Because it's pretty easy to implement, and it's pretty easy to measure how programs are doing at solving the problem, the traveling salesman problem is often used to benchmark different AI systems. The ones we've covered so far, like evolution strategies, genetic algorithms, and genetic programming, can solve it, but it takes them a lot of time and a lot of processing power. The ants can do it in real time. A single ant isn't especially complicated or intelligent. When they work in groups, they can do some pretty amazing things. Most of their communication between one another happens chemically. When they're foraging for food, they will lay down a trail of pheromones. This helps them find their way back to the nest. When they've found food and come back, again, they lay another trail of pheromones on top of the one they already left. With enough ants and enough possible pathways, that's enough for them to find pretty good answers to the traveling salesman problem, or problems like that having to do with scheduling and routing. Though, it should be noted that none of these sorts of algorithms guarantee the best possible answer, just one of the best, and hopefully within a relatively short time, soon enough to do you some good. Some simulated ants were put on a computer and set against various scheduling and routing problems. They tweaked the algorithm from what happens in nature slightly. These ants, the simulated ones, don't leave a trail on the way to the food, only on the way back. In addition, unlike in nature, the trail can evaporate rather quickly, so that they don't get stuck on just one trail that looked like a good answer at the time. While they are retracing their steps and laying down their pheromones, the algorithm will detect when they happen to have wandered around in a circle and snip that part out of their pathway, something else ants can't actually do. Any individual ant will choose its next step, its next direction, its next pathway, at random. If there is pheromone on it, that skews the odds towards that path so that they are more likely to take that one than the others. The more pheromone is present, the more the odds are skewed. If there are, say, two paths to the same food source, and one is twice as long as the other, then when the one ant finds the long path, it lays down one trail of pheromones. At the same time, two other ants, who found the shorter path, will lay down two trails of pheromones. So shorter paths tend to be marked more than longer ones. That's enough for them to find a fairly optimal path. The approach is rather successful, at least for these sorts of tasks, and requires much less computing power than evolutionary systems. The ants have been used to schedule package delivery, handle logistics for military campaigns, air traffic control, and in an interesting real-time application, where the number of destinations can change moment by moment, internet traffic routing. Not bad for a bunch of small, simple, simulated ants. I'll see you next time.